Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, flying solo for this episode, at least for a little bit. In a few minutes, I'm going to be joined by, excited to bring on this week's guest, recent University of Louisville football commit Isaiah Reed, an offensive lineman out of Jackson, Tennessee, Northside High School, announced for the Cardinals on June 30th, took his official visit earlier in June, the weekend of June 11th. We're going to talk to him about a number of topics: why Louisville, his official visit, what he likes to do off the field, what motivates him, all kinds of different topics, you know, and really looking forward to and excited to have Isaiah Reed in for this podcast. But it's, you know, it really, when you look at it, it's obviously we are in the hot and heavy weeks of recruiting. Really busy June for football. Most of those guys, most of the staff are now on vacation, well-earned vacation after hosting, you know, multiple official visits, hosting multiple elite camps at the program. They're now into a dead period, so they have headed off for much earned vacation before, you know, they come back and gear up for fall camp. It's going to be here before we know it. But as the football staff takes a rest, so to speak, from recruiting, it really spikes for the basketball staff. They got a taste of it a couple weekends ago. Cardinal Authority was at one of the big events out in Shelbyville. Saw Chris Mack out there. Cahill Fennell was out there. Coaches were in other places in Baltimore and elsewhere as they started to get their evaluation process underway for kids in the 23 class and so on. And the live period is now again open, where it will continue through July 12th for both the men's and women's athletes. And Jody was on the road. Well, not too far on the road, as things helped. One of the big events for women's basketball is right here in Louisville. He gave a couple great reports from there yesterday at Cardinal Authority. Go to the homepage. You can check that out. But the staff was all over the place. Charlotte, North Carolina, here in Louisville, Iowa, Indianapolis. And that busyness is going to continue. You'll be able to continue to get information on the homepage at cardinalauthority.com, as well as in the subscribers insiders forum. You'll get some additional information on that as well. The men's coach are now getting out on the road themselves. They're going to be hitting Atlanta, Indianapolis, Birmingham, and elsewhere. And just as the news hits the road, Cardinal Authority is on the road. So Jody isn't joining us because he's hitting the road, and he's going to be on location for some of these events as well. I'll be hitting the road later in the week to check out a couple prospects, because just as we did in Shelbyville for that event, we want to be there to interview the recruits, be able to watch their game, share with our subscribers and our readers how these prospects are looking, where the Louisville coaches are, who they're watching, if there's, you know, how things are developing with certain prospects, if there's a new prospect that surfaces. Again, we'll have it here at cardinalauthority.com. Speaking of basketball, though, the University of Louisville sent out a memo today that season tickets for men's basketball are now on sale. If you remember last week, they announced that not just for the KFCM Center, but all University of Louisville athletic venues were being allowed to return to 100% capacity, which is obviously exciting news. Grateful that we're getting to that process. So men's basketball tickets now on sale. You can find a link to that and more information to that on our insiders forum, or you can just go to gocards.com and there's details for that as well. But even though football recruiting has kind of slowed down since they're entering a dead period, it doesn't come to an end. There's still, you know, there's still communication going on and things like things of that nature. There's pending commitments. Bradley Mann's going to be making his decision here soon. Offensive lineman from the Bowles School down at Jacksonville. Squirrel White, the teammate of commit Caleb Johnson, he's going to be announcing soon. So still plenty of exciting news to follow. And when you look at the Louisville football class, as we have detailed, you know, for months, it seems like this is going to be a smaller class for Louisville, around a dozen. And with that in mind, the class is pretty much half full at this point, with six commitments in: Popeye Williams, Caleb Johnson, Isaiah Reed, Xavion Thomas, Chance Morrow, and Max Cabana, giving Louisville a nice start. And as we have done throughout the process, we try to get as many of the commitments on as guests here on the CardsCast. And this week, excited to bring on Isaiah Reed, the big 6'5", 295-pound offensive lineman out of Jackson, Tennessee. He's a guy that still has plenty of upside. I think he kind of fits the bill, just as we've seen with Popeye Williams already rising in the ranks. And I expect that Caleb Johnson will continue to rise in the ranks. Isaiah Reed is another guy that is really driven to prove his worth. And in doing so, I think he has the potential to climb, higher in the recruiting service rankings as well. Again, committed to Louisville on June 30th. So really looking forward to pick his brain. Before we do bring him on, though, I do want to remind, if you haven't had an opportunity yet, and if you have a Facebook account, go to facebook.com, give a search for, or on your app, give a search for Cardinal Authority. Give us a like and a follow, and you're going to make sure all the content that we pump out, that the national desk, as it relates to Louisville, pumps out, which can include stories from the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, as well as ACC news. So, you know, it's a great way to stay in contact and not miss any of the latest developments, whether it pertains directly for the University of Louisville, the ACC, or some former players now in the pro ranks. It's a good place to make sure that you get it all, just as is with the newsletter, as well as the Cardinal Authority text alerts, other options that we have available for you as well. And if you're not a subscriber, this is a great time to check it out, because there's going to be tons of recruiting content coming your way, and the season, football season, is right around the corner. And you can test drive it right now for a month for just a buck. You can go up to the upper right-hand corner on the homepage at cardinalauthority.com, click on the join button, and you'll see the options there as well.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
All right, excited to bring in our guest here on today's CardsCast. Recent University of Louisville football commit, offensive lineman Isaiah Reed out of Jackson, Tennessee, Northside High School, three-star commit, big offensive lineman, as I mentioned, 6'6", 295. Isaiah, welcome into the CardsCast.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's start there. Are you 6'6", 295? What are you measuring in these days?
I'm 6'5", 295. I've been trying to get up to like 305.
Nice. So let's back up. We'll start at your commitment. When I talked to you, you mentioned how you really like the family atmosphere at Louisville, but you pretty much checked off the list of all these different things that you liked about Louisville. So thinking back to the day, just a few days ago, really, of why you committed to Louisville, what was it that put the Cardinals over the top for you?
I have to say, when I went on a visit, it was all good energy. They really treated us good. So that was really just topped it off. And I was just like, why not commit? I like everything about it, and I felt like it was time to do so.
Yeah, and when we were talking earlier, you had mentioned you came on your visit to Louisville the weekend of June 11th. You committed on June 30th. In between there, you returned home, and you told me you took a little vacation down to Florida. And then when you got back, I guess you just felt like the moment was right?
Yes, sir.
So what was it the ocean air that helped clear your mind, or what was it that during the vacation that like, you know, I'm going to do this?
Just on vacation, you really had time to think. So I feel like that thinking on it, and I was there for about 4 or 5 days. So just thinking on it and having good energy about it. And I was just like, I think it's time.
Nice. So tell me about Coach McNeil. He's going to be your position coach at Louisville. What do you like about him?
Well, Coach Big, he's real. He's real. He has a good culture, atmosphere, even though he's only been there for, I think, 2 months. Yeah, I talked to the players, and they was just like, Coach Big's a good dude from what they know. So that really just let me know what kind of man he was, what kind of coach he was. So they really told it all for me.
Nice. When you did take your official visit, which player was your host? Who was your host player?
Adonis Boone.
Nice. Yeah, he's got a bit bright future. How'd you guys click?
We clicked real good. Us both being around like 3 or 4 stars in high school, I really picked his brain up about a lot of stuff during the recruitment and how he got to Louisville and stuff like that. So he telling me different type of stuff about the college atmosphere and the field, the game day, stuff like that. And I feel like he really told it all for me, and I feel good going on that visit, him being my host.
Nice. Yeah, he's got he's poised for a big year, that's for sure. When we were talking also earlier, one of the things that I guess sounded pretty impressive was in your discussion with Coach McNeil, Coach Satterfield, and those guys, is they kind of liked your versatility. Coming in as an offensive tackle, but a guy that, can do a little bit of everything. Is that something that you like?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
What is it about your ability that they like that, obviously, even though you're coming as a tackle, that they would be comfortable moving you around?
Really just like stretch plays, outside zones. They know I'm big and I can move. So they're right there. I can play the guard and tackle position and get out there and get those blocks, those reach blocks, and those linebackers.
Nice. Now, at Jackson North, you play on both sides of the ball. I think you had over 40 tackles last year. What do you like about the defensive side?
The defensive side, I just say the defensive side is real free. Like, it's easier. I feel like it's easier to play just because you have a rule, but you're not really stuck to it. So just being on defense, you're more free to do what you want as far as, like, inside the lines or how they coach you.
Yep.
So, and then it's like, I feel like it's easier at the point of attack to really be aggressive and lock out, swim those guys, rip those guys. And I really like the aggressiveness and the freeness.
I imagine it's probably also got to give you a little bit of insight on when you're on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Being a tackle, I've been a tackle since my sophomore year. I've been starting at tackle. So really just the pass, I really love passing. I know that's what they look most in the league. So I just got accustomed to passing, and I've really been perfecting my technique lately. So really just being that guy that can do everything right to get out there, kill those linebackers, kill those defensive linemen, set back, give them a good punch, and keep them away from my quarterback.
Nice. Now, you're the second offensive lineman in Louisville's class, joining Max Cabana. The kid plays up in Massachusetts, but he's from Quebec City, Quebec, in Canada. Have you two had a chance to chat yet online or anything yet?
I think we're in a group chat on Twitter. We haven't chopped it up yet. He followed me. We follow each other on Twitter and stuff like that, so we'll probably chop it up soon.
Now, I know when you're on your visit, there were a couple commits probably that were in your ear. Popeye Williams, Caleb Johnson were both there for that visit. What was that like kind of getting to know those guys that are committed that you're now part of a class with?
Just being around them, being around how they are, them being committed. I know they're going to be there. So just feeling their vibe and seeing what type of players they are. And they're really – them being good people also. And it was just like I like the commits. I like the school. I like the players, like the coaches. And they really all was good.
Nice. Again, we're joined by Isaiah Reed here on the Cards Cast, committed to Louisville football on June 30th over a host of schools. When you're off the field, Isaiah, what kind of things do you get into? Are you a gamer? Do you like to go out and do stuff outdoors? What do you do?
Really, I'm a workout guy. I really don't be on the game too much. I have these last, we've been on dead period. I work out in the morning and at night, so that time in between. You know, I'm on a game, my little brother and some of my friends. So lately I say I'm more of a gamer.
Yeah, cool. What do you play when you are playing on the games?
We play a lot of Fortnite and Warzone.
Okay.
I like shooting games, competitive games.
Nice. Where does your football history come from? Is, you know, from parents, other relatives? Where does it come from in your family?
Actually, I think I'm one of the first people in my family to really just play football.
Yeah.
I really have more of a basketball family other than my cousin. My cousin played for the University of Memphis. He is a guard. But other than that, we're more of a basketball family. I feel like me and my cousin branched out to the football, but we have athletes all through the family.
Yeah, I was going to say, at 6'6", there's got to be some basketball players in there somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Did you play basketball growing up at all?
I did. I played until my freshman year. Yep. And then I had my sophomore year. When I started on varsity, I really knew that it was time for me to take off and focus on football.
Nice. Now, speaking of focusing on football, you got a senior year. It's in a dead period, as you just mentioned, but that's going to be ending soon. You know, and you're going to be focusing, gearing up for that final year. What do you hope to accomplish during your final year at Northside there in Jackson?
The end goal is to win state. That's really what we want. That's really what we've been working for since I've been a freshman, and we haven't got there yet. So I have to say, making it to state and beating those guys and holding up that cup.
Yeah. How about individually, any goals, things like that?
Individually, I say I'm not like – I want to be that one of the top tackles, top offensive linemen in the class, in my class. And I want to reach being a five-star. That's not – stars don't really mean too much to me.
Yep.
But just knowing that I'm a five-star coming out of high school will feel really good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're working towards that, it gives you a goal, and it's an example or something that you can kind of point to show, I guess, your progress on the field as well.
Yes,
when,
sir.
When you did commit back on June 30th, you sent the second tweet not long after it that said 100% committed. What's it mean to be 1,000%, I should say. What's it mean to be 1,000% committed to you?
1,000% committed to me is just thinking about this school, thinking about your future at that school, thinking about the life you're going to have after this school and just being 100% committed to that path.
Nice. I think we had a little connection problem there, but I still got it. Before I let you go, I imagine you're probably going to be making or at least planning on making a couple trips back up to Louisville for some games. Any plans to visit before the season starts?
I think I'm just gonna be chilling.
Yeah.
But I do want to make a few games. I might head out to that the game in Atlanta, Louisville versus Ole Miss. I really want to see that.
Yeah, that'd be a nice ball game.
Yes, sir.
The season's gonna be here before you know it. That's for sure. For people who haven't seen you, if they haven't watched your huddle tape or things like that, what can they expect to see from you once you are on the field?
The most aggressive guy out there, the guy that wants it all, the guy that's never going to give up on a play, the guy that's going 1,000% out there.
Awesome. Hey, Isaiah, I appreciate you stepping into the Cardscast with us.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
All right, and we're going to be tracking you all season long there at Jackson Northside, so best of luck your senior season, and we'll stay in touch and touch base with you during the year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Again, that is Isaiah Reed, University of Louisville football commit. Again, appreciate Isaiah Reed for joining us here in the Cardscast, latest University of Louisville football commit. And I hope you guys enjoy those as much as I do. It's kind of it's kind of neat to get to hear a little bit more what makes these commitments tick, you know, what they're like off the field, what motivates them, what their aspirations are once they come to University of Louisville, and those type of things. It kind of gives you a really good insight, I think, on the type, not just the talent level, but really the personal makeup of the 2022 class that Scott Satterfield and his staff are putting together, in my opinion, quite impressive. If you want to check out any of the other ones that we've done with Popeye Williams, Caleb Johnson, Max Cabana, click on the link that I've included in the story for this podcast. and it'll take you to the most recent updated synopsis of the 2022 class. And as you scroll through there, you'll see embeds for each podcast for the one that for the players that we have talked to this point. And they've been trimmed down. We're calling them cards cast clips, which basically just highlights the portion where we're interacting with the player. So if that's something you want to do, if you haven't heard them before, check out the link in this story and it'll take you right there. Also, a little plug for another podcast. It's kind of a special second episode for this week. Currently working on nailing down the details at this point, which will, you know, I think will be pretty insightful on just how busy these current days are in college basketball recruiting, especially at the University of Louisville, as the coaches travel all over the place to check out recruits. So keep your fingers crossed and keep an eye on Cardinal Authority for that potentially to surface likely Friday if we're able to get it done. If not, early next week, but I'm hoping that we'll get it done for Friday. So I don't want to give away too many details, but keep an eye out for that as well. Appreciate you joining us here in this week's edition of the Cards Cast. Again, we will continue to keep you updated on all the different basketball recruiting events that are going on as coaches are on the road. Cardinal Authority, as I mentioned, is also hitting the road. So make sure you're plugged into the homepage. Make sure you're plugged into the Insiders Forum where you'll get some even additional information and keep clicking at cardinalauthority.com. For Jody Demling, I am senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.